Welcome to Star Wars Podcast Day. This is the Mudhorn Clancast on the Fangirl Zone. I'm Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S. Unfortunately, Interdimensional Dave is dealing with some issues with his Beskar armor.
Yes, he is.
So, we wanted to come to you today on this Star Wars Podcast Day, which apparently was the first podcast about Star Wars dropped on this day. And if you've listened to us in the past, we've talked about various things on this day and told you to go check out all of the awesome Star Wars podcasts because, we're a huge fandom.
Yes.
But today we're going to talk about something that I think everybody's really curious about, the third and final season of The Bad Batch, which is coming back. We're just going to talk about the trailer and some of the things that we've seen and we're excited about. Go from there. So
it's a busy trailer.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say one thing is you can't just watch it one time and get everything.
No.
Like you said, busy trailer because there's just so much going on. I think I had to watch it at least 5 times the first time just to try to see everything. And I know I still didn't see everything.
Nope. I'm sure I didn't catch everything. That's for sure. But we do know that Omega has been captured by the bad guys.
I am so worried, but at least we do see at some point Omega is back with the Bad Batch. Technically you don't exactly see it. That's why I said I had to watch this over and over and over. Because you see her hand and her, like, laser bow.
Yeah.
So, unless this is some weird flashback, don't do that to us.
Right. Yeah, one thing I could have swore I saw, which didn't make any sense, was somebody wielding a Jedi saber. And it kind of looked like it might have been a much older Omega, but it was just one shot, and you couldn't tell if she was battling the Bad Batch or who she was battling.
Okay, you're not talking about the little quick scene that we see with Ventress, though, right?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Because that's interesting that she's coming back. And then there was a whole dive. Go down a rabbit hole for that one.
Right.
Because apparently, and I can't remember his name. He was, He was one of the Jedis that was battling Cad Bane. I cannot remember his name. But apparently there's a book that him and Ventress are together.
Oh, okay.
And not just like, oh, we're walking along together. No, they're together. And that it was stated that this is going to lead into that as canon or from that as canon.
Right.
So it's like, okay, because again, rabbit holes. Somebody said, I guess in that one, Ventress died and it's going to explain it. So I don't understand because I have not read the book and there's so many books.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, so we're getting somebody else, but I'm so mad. That was what I was starting to say earlier. Because don't start bringing all of this stuff in, and then you're telling us, oh, this is the last season, you're getting nothing else.
Right.
It's like, why? Because we only have so many episodes.
Yeah.
We're getting 15 episodes. They're dropping the first 3 on February 21st.
Yes.
Which is awesome. But we know that these don't have normally a very long runtime.
No.
And the thing is, they're not telling us how long any of these are.
No, of course not.
And I don't know what happened because I know when I posted it on our Facebook, I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome because it's going to end on Star Wars Day. It's going to be the final episode. And now it's changed. The date is now, the final episode will be May 1st.
Okay, good.
Because I had May 4th. It's like, why would you mess with us? You could have worked this timing out. Come on, Disney.
Yes.
We're all waiting for something awesome on Star Wars Day, too. Don't mess with us like that.
Right.
But there's also some flashback where Tech is seen, because unless they're trying to tell us Tech is still around and somehow survived that fall.
I'm thinking not.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yes, but Tech's very smart, so maybe he had something up his sleeve that we didn't see. So,
and then Bullseye, like, yeah, Omega gets to see him, like, wait, it's not Bullseye. What am I?
Did I?
That he's like all
in sad. The prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she is. And oh, that's, didn't expect to see that.
Right. And I want to know how much of this is going to lead into any of the other Star Wars shows. Now, we know everything's been delayed, which,
right,
fine. But I guess there was another one of the series. Can't remember which one. It was already canceled. Like, it was officially canceled, one of the Star Wars series. So, again, where is this going to lead us then? It's like,
right.
So, what out of the preview that we got, that little trailer, that was very exciting, but what seemed to surprise you the most out of all of it?
Well, I think hearing them say that we can't just retire and leave this at B. We've got to get Omega back. You know, it had to come, but
I think this, they have to, because,
yeah, considering retirement or getting Omega back, no, that's not a decision.
And are we going to see others come to help too? That's what I'm wondering. Like, are we going to see Ahsoka pop up or any of the other ones that we've dealt with? I mean, we know we see Wanda Sykes' character briefly.
Right.
But they've been kind of woven into so many of the different series. Like, are we going to see anything else?
I expect we'll see some from the previous two seasons, I think.
I mean, they have to, right? It has to happen.
Yeah, you're taking on a prison. It's not a 2 or 3 man job. I do think Deadeye will finally see the light and help them and Omega escape.
I hope so, because that would, oh god, that would just be so crappy. I don't know. That's like the only thing I can say.
Right. Yes, it would be nice to end the series the way it began, with all of them together. Yeah.
Well, I know somebody's like, well, when you think forward to, shoot, what one was it? And they're like on whatever planet and they're like old. They're not all together though.
Right.
But that doesn't mean somebody has just died. Not true. Like, you know, they were killed in battle forever ago. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just want to know how it's all going to wrap up and tie together, because it's stressful. And you can't really go by the titles. Like,
no.
Honestly, I don't think it's telling us anything. Because we have Confined, well, okay, that could tell us something.
Yeah, that we'll see what's going on with Omega, probably.
That would make sense. Paths Unknown, Shadows of Tantus. A Different Approach, The Return. Okay, so is that the return of Omega? Is that the return of Deadeye? Is that the return of Ventress? Infiltration, which, okay, I'm thinking that means we're going into the prison, but they like to throw us sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Extraction, again, hey, you think that means they're getting Omega out, but maybe no, because if you pay attention in the preview, like, you see her flying and her hair's longer.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, does this mean she's been locked up for a long time? They tried to get her, they couldn't get her, so they took out Deadeye instead. What?
Yeah.
And that's only up through 7. And then we have Bad Territory, The Harbinger. Which, again, that could be Ventress. Who knows?
Yep.
Identity Crisis.
Uh-oh.
Point of No Return. And that, somebody going to the dark side? Just saying. Don't know.
Yep.
Juggernaut. Into the Breach. Flash Strike. And the final episode on May 1st is going to be called The Cavalry Has Arrived. So it's like, they wouldn't make us wait till the very end, right?
I can't believe they wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so stressful, though.
Yep.
That's like, what, 12, 13 weeks of us stressing out if they don't bring Omega back into the fold early. But seriously, it is really questionable then.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Like, there's so much more that I'm like, okay, but what about, like, seriously, it's like a still in a 3-minute trailer. And I'm like, but what about this part?
Right.
I do think we do have to say really quick on our Star Wars podcast day that we all know that we've lost Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Which is going to be really sad.
Yes.
Because we're not going to see him on screen.
Yep.
So for the Mandalorian and Grogu, we don't get him back. And I don't think you can really, like, just put somebody else into that.
I'm thinking not, but they probably will try, seeing that he was the mayor of the town.
They're going to have to do something else. They haven't started filming it yet.
No.
So we'll have to see what happens. But that, too, is something kind of weird because they're not doing that as a series. It's a movie.
Right.
And that's supposed to come out in May of 2026. Still not on May 4th, by the way. No. Why do they keep missing this date?
It's just not that hard.
Right? Any other, well, I mean, we know there's other news, but because we know we're going to get a new Mandalorian, but it might be Book of Boba Fett that comes first, and then the next Mandalorian, because we're going to find out what, assumably, what's going to happen with the Darksaber again.
Right. We've got Andor Season 2, final season of Andor, coming soon.
Rogue Squadron is supposed to be still greenlit, as far as I know.
Yep.
But then there's just so much that hasn't gone into production. It's been on pause, and then you know what happens when it goes into pause, and we never know if it's going to come back out.
Right. And, of course, Ahsoka Season 2.
Oh, my gosh. I was so worried about that. Because they haven't announced anything.
Right.
And I'm like, what are they doing? What's happening?
Yeah. Don't mess with our heads anymore. You mess with our heads enough in season one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, The Acolyte is coming out.
Right.
I think it was Skeleton Crew that they officially canceled.
Right. Which, yeah, that was the one that got canceled.
Which is weird because I want to say they already had like a cast for it. Let me see. Tales of the Jedi was still up in the air about the season two.
Right.
Hopefully that's being fixed. Lando was still up in the air. And then, you know, they have games kind of mixed in, which I totally think they can, like, maneuver some of those over into, like, just animated so we can see some. But
yeah,
I don't know. There's so many. And I'm like, please, we need more. And now I think they also announced officially the new movie, but without any information.
Right.
That Daisy Ridley's going to be in it. I don't know. There's a lot out there, and there's a lot more people. You can check out one of the other podcasts that they probably did a way deeper dive on that, because we were really just talking Bad Batch, and I took a right turn because ADD.
Yep.
The squirrel in my head is chasing everything. Sorry, everyone. But I'm, like, so excited that we are getting this, and this is coming back. Honestly, I thought this was going to be way more delayed, too.
Right.
I'm guessing everything was written and recorded long before the strike had gone into place, and then they were just working on animation.
Right. More than likely.
But I'm so glad everybody's coming back for everything. So I don't know if I'm ready for everything that's coming, because I have a feeling this season of The Bad Batch, we are really going to be on an emotional roller coaster.
I couldn't agree more with that.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
We didn't mention the one scene with Pantooine. I mean,
the desert scene?
No, the one where he's saying that Omega is the key to everything of us.
Oh.
Of their rebellion succeeding.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Again, it's like so many little intricate details.
Yeah.
I mean, we're assuming everything's implied that it's Omega.
Right.
But what is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, they're going to throw something in there. It's going to be something totally different. And we're going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, and they did show that one scene where she's in her prison cell and that blue box comes out and surrounds her. And it's like, that can't be good.
And they did show the one doctor who we think is like her.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be something else. That's all. We'll just have to do what Sam Jackson said, going back to Jurassic Park. Hold on to your butts.
Yeah. It's going to be bumpy.
Well, feel free to check out all of our podcasts, because we have many over at fangirlzone.com.
And all the other Star Wars Podcast Day podcasts.
Yeah, you can check that out. Follow us on our Instagram, and we've shared the list of many of them who are putting it out today or over the next day or two, because there's so many podcasts.
Yes.
And if you want to shoot us an email about anything, you can send us. Oh, we have something directly. Why am I? I'm about to give you the wrong email. mudhornmail@gmail.com or on any of our other podcasts. Just contact us at fangirlzone.com. So we look forward to hearing everybody else's ideas. What's coming? What you want to see? I know there's other theories about stuff, and if you know some, tell us, because I'm like, what is it? What's happening? Yep. So for this episode of the Mudhorn Clan Cast,
I'm Sith Lord Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S. And until next time.
There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.